Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday Tonic. Wow. This is another episode on Tuesday Tonic. So we thank God for how far he has brought us. Last week, we talked about the resurrection of Jesus because it was the Easter period. So still talking about the miracles of Jesus, we decided to look at the miracle that was performed on Jesus himself, the miracle Jesus did on himself. Okay, so we'll be continuing that this week. I hope you've been listening to the episode. Please, if you haven't, kindly go to the beginning from the introduction, listen to part one to this part. Today's part eight of the episodes of the miracles of Jesus, and you will hear different stories, different methods Jesus used in healing the sick, okay? And it will really bless you. So for today, let's say a word of prayer. Father, thank you for another day on Tuesday Tonic. Thank you because I know you are present here to save, to heal, and to deliver. Spirit of the living God, speak through me and teach your people. Do what you have intended for today. And that all the glory will return back to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you. For in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. Okay, so like I said earlier, last week we talked about the resurrection of Jesus. And we looked at the account of Matthew. Matthew gave us his own account of how Jesus, you know, was resurrected. How Mary and the other women went to the tomb to look for Jesus, and the response they got from the angels, okay, that Jesus was no more in the tomb, Jesus is risen. So I'd like us to look at the account of John. John gave us a similar story, but with more detail. So let's look at the book of John. So I'll be reading the book of John chapter 20 from verse 1. To verse 17. Quite a long read, but let's do this together. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was very dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter, to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and seeth unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth and came to the sepulchre. So, verse 4. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Obviously, this was something that was done by someone. Okay. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. He saw the clothes, saw everything, and he believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. Disciples had gone home. But Mary would not have any of that. She wanted to see the end of this. Verse 12. And seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seeketh thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She said, she turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Verse 17, Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God. Praise God. Praise God. Wow. So Jesus, according to the book of John, was risen. Okay. So this story tells us that Mary came. She didn't see anyone in the tomb. She didn't see the sepulchre was empty, and she ran to the disciples, and they came with her. Okay. And they looked. They also saw that the place was empty. Then they went. They left the place, went home. But Mary would not have any of that. She wanted to find out what had happened. Why is the tomb empty? Why? So because she loved Jesus, she wanted to know more. And she stood weeping like a woman. You know, we women, we can be very emotional. And she was weeping because she loved Jesus so much. And she was crying and weeping and like, oh, where is he? What can I do? You know, thinking here and there and thinking, oh, what could have happened? How do I do this? The disciples I went to help me, they've left me here. So what do I have to do? What can I do? And she stooped down and looked again. The same sepulchre that was empty had two men sitting in it, one at the head and one at the end of that place where Jesus laid. And they asked that woman, why are you weeping? Why are you crying? Today is not the day you should cry. Today is a day you should be rejoicing. But she didn't understand that. And when she said to them, oh, this, I'm looking for my Lord, you know. And Jesus appeared right in that same tomb, that same place. Jesus appeared and asked her the same questions the angel asked her. Woman, why are you crying? Why are you weeping? And she told him, thinking he was a gardener, you know. I'm sure Jesus did not look like Jesus. You remember, Jesus had been beaten. He had been battered. He had also gone down the 3 days. He had gone to hell. He had the punishment, everything upon himself. So he didn't look like Jesus, I would believe. So maybe he looked so casual, you know, or he appeared to her so casually that she didn't see anything, you know, she didn't see anything outstanding about him, okay? And because of the way she addressed him, and Jesus knew that, oh, she doesn't even recognize me. And Jesus called her name. So Jesus mentioning her name struck a chord. That was a familiar voice. Only who could know me in this place? Jesus knew her. And Jesus said, go and tell my brethren that I'm risen. I'm yet to ascend, so don't touch me. Now, that part got me thinking. Why would he say, don't touch me? The verse 17 says, I am not yet ascended to my Father. So Jesus had to ascend. He had finished his assignment that he was sent to do on earth. So he had to go and give status report, situation report, that Lord, Father, you sent me to die for these people. I have died for them. What next? You know, so he had to go to the Father. Jesus went to the Father. So, you know, Jesus had to go to the Father to report himself, to show himself, you know, to the Father, to say, oh, I've done all that you have asked me to do. And what next? So the Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8 to verse 10, this is what happened. Philippians 2. Philippians chapter 2 from verse 8. It says, Jesus, speaking of Jesus, and being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So this was what Jesus went to do. Jesus, after he had humbled himself, had died, he had to go, you know, to the Father, and he was rewarded. The reward was the name that was given. Hallelujah. Jesus was highly exalted by the Father. Jesus was given a name above every other name, a name above every other name that was and is or is to come. Jesus is the name that's above every name. There's no other name by which we can be saved. There's no other name where we can receive, by which we can receive our healing. There's no other name by which we can cast out demons. There's no other name but the name of Jesus. So the name of Jesus, after he had risen, he had ascended to the Father, took a new turn. The Bible says that all power was given to him. He was highly exalted, and every other thing was put beneath him. Wow. That's the God we serve. That's the name we have as believers. So that is why I believe that no matter the situation, there is a name that can change it. There is a name that can do the impossible. There is a name. I'll read another scripture, last scripture, while as I round up. John chapter 16. Wow, we have a name. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that you have the name of Jesus? Oh, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. John 16 from verse 23 says, "And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name," this is Jesus speaking, "he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." So this is Jesus saying, ask whatever you need, whatever be the issue. Is it healing you need? Is it deliverance you need? Is it salvation you need? Is it breakthrough you need? Whatever you need, Jesus is saying to you today, ask. Jesus ascended to the Father. And when he got to the Father, he was coronated. He was made the Christ. And he was given the name above every name, of things in earth, of things under the earth. Jesus is the name that at the mention of the name, every knee must bow. So you have that name. I have that name. We can do the impossible just by mentioning the name of Jesus. The gate of hell cannot prevail. Satan has nothing on you when you mention the name of Jesus. Jesus is not the name you mention when, you see, maybe you see something, let's say an animal, or say, let's say you see cockroach running through your room and you shout, "Jesus." No. Jesus is the name that has been given, that when you are in trouble, when you are in situations, life-threatening situations, impossible situations, situations that has met, you know, dead ends, that nothing can be done, nothing can come out of it, that name Jesus is the name that you can mention and there will be a curve. You might have met the end. You might have met a dead end. But when you mention the name Jesus, he makes a way. He's the way maker. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is risen. He's no more in the tomb. He's ascended to his Father and to my Father. He's ascended to his God and our God. So I don't care what it is that you are going through. Whatever that challenge may be, Whatever that sickness, that trouble, whatever it may be, depression, suicidal thoughts, whatever it may be, Jesus is available. The name Jesus can change your situation. The name Jesus can bring deliverance to you. John 16:23-24 says, you should ask in the name of Jesus. So in just 1 minute, I need you to ask, what do you need from Jesus? As I round up, what do you need from Jesus? Is it salvation? Is it healing? Is it deliverance? Is it prosperity? Is it wisdom? Whatever you need. In 1 minute, I need you to ask. Ask Jesus. Ask the Father in the name of Jesus, and you will receive it. You will receive it. So long as you ask in faith. Ask in faith, and you will receive that which you ask of Him. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you for the name of Jesus that has been given. Jesus died. Jesus was buried. Jesus rose. And when He ascended to heaven, He came before you and you coronated Him the Christ. You gave Him a name that's above every other name. We have the name of Jesus, that at the mention of that name, Jesus, every knee bows. Every impossible situation bow at the name of Jesus. No other name can do that. No other name has that efficacy. No other name has that potency apart from the name of Jesus. And so, Father, as men are here that are unsaved, as men that are looking at themselves and saying, oh, wretched man that I am. Oh, how sinful, how terrible I am. Oh, what a wicked person I am. And they are crying to you today, asking for salvation. Father, I ask that you would save them in the name of Jesus. As many that have confessed, that has asked that you will come into their hearts, be their Lord and Savior. Those that have genuinely repented, those that are coming back to you, I ask that, Lord, you will forgive them and you will restore them. You will forgive them because of what Jesus did on the cross. You will forgive them and they become your children. They begin to enjoy that Jesus has done for us in the name of Jesus. I also ask, as many are trusting you for one thing or the other that have mentioned their need to you today, Father, I ask that you would answer in the name of Jesus. Lord, according to your word in John 16:23-24, we ask for healing, we ask for deliverance, we ask for breakthrough, we ask for increase, we ask for jobs, we ask for business ideas, we ask for wisdom as students, we ask for wisdom to excel in our exam, we ask for wisdom to excel in all that we do. We ask for favor. We ask for increase. We ask for even for the land. We ask that the land, our nation, will be blessed. The nation will be prosperous. The nation will be for righteousness, will know righteousness, will stand for truth and righteousness. That the nation will be saved. The nation will be delivered from every cause of darkness in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that healing will be given to your people. There will be as many are asking in faith. Lord, they receive the healing and they are healed, body, soul, and spirit. Thank you because Jesus is risen. Thank you because He's no more in the tomb. He's risen, and we know that the power in the name of Jesus can do the impossible. Thank you because the impossible situations have bowed to us because of the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. I hope you have been blessed on today's Tuesday Tonic. Kindly share this podcast, this episode, share to friends and family. Let them also listen on and be blessed as we have been blessed. See you next week, Tuesday. I still remain your host, Adana Emele, on Tuesday Tonic. See you next week, Tuesday. God bless you.